Pakistan's Independent Election Commission says President Ashraf Ghani has won a second term as president. The commission announced today that Ghani garnered 50.6% in the election that took place last September 28th. Challenger and chief executive Abdullah Abdullah received around 39%. Election results were repeatedly delayed amid accusations of misconduct and technical problems. Cases of the coronavirus continue to rise, but at a slower rate. The number of confirmed cases exceeds 71,000 and the death toll is beyond 1,800. This morning, 14 Americans evacuated from a cruise ship in Japan who tested positive for the coronavirus are back in the U.S. One passenger, Julie Larson, said it could have been worse.
It was fine. We were very well taken care of. We were very lucky. We had a bigger room and a full balcony. They fed us well. I felt like they were taking extremely good care of us.
Some arrived in Texas yesterday before traveling to a specialized national quarantine unit in Nebraska. Dr. Mike Wadman of University of Nebraska Medical Center says he has assessed 13 of the patients.
They're being transported here because of the testing that occurred at the point before departure in Japan. And so we're deemed to be higher risk in transport here for our level of expertise.
The head of the World Health Organization said the Chinese data appears to indicate a decline in new cases, at least for the time being. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the city of Aleppo, the economic center of Aleppo province, will return stronger than ever after Syrian forces retook complete control from rebel fighters. In a rare televised address on Monday, Assad said the military will not give up until it achieves total victory sooner or later. This is VOA News. International parties are welcoming news that the Yemen government, backed by a Saudi-led military coalition and Iranian-allied Houthi rebels, have reached a deal on the first large-scale prisoner exchange since the start of the five-year conflict in Yemen. Citing its neutrality, the International Committee of the Red Cross says it has facilitated the agreement. For VOA, Del Gavlak reports from Amman.
The United Nations mission in Yemen announced that the warring sides agreed to immediately begin exchanging lists for the upcoming release of prisoners, calling it the first official large-scale exchange of its kind since the beginning of the long-running conflict in Yemen. But the tentative peace plan stumbled amid ongoing military offenses and a deep-seated distrust between the two sides. Still, Fareed Al-Hamed, spokesman for the International Committee of the Red Cross Yemen, called this deal a great step forward.
We are happy that though the conduct of hostilities is still ongoing in Yemen, but parties are trying to put more emphasis on the humanitarian needs through these releases.
Al-Hamed says the ICRC and the United Nations hope the warring sides will honor the commitment they just made. Del Gavlak for VOA News, Amman.
The United Nations has verified at least 7,500 civilians have died by last September, but other monitors are suggesting that there have been more than 100,000 deaths, including those of 12,000 civilians killed in direct attacks. South Africa's final apartheid president, F.W. de Klerk, has found himself in the crosshairs of the powerful African National Congress and many others, since he said he doesn't believe the racist system was a crime against humanity. VOA's Anita Powell has more from Johannesburg.
South African political leaders are heaping criticism on former President F.W. de Klerk, who shared the 1993 Nobel Peace Prize with Nelson Mandela for their role in ending the apartheid regime that treated the nation's black majority as second-class citizens. 45% of today's South Africans were not yet born when apartheid ended. But the wounds still run deep, as seen in de Klerk's heated exchange with Monalisi Dubase, a reporter for the state broadcaster.
Genocide is a crime. Apartheid cannot be, that's why I'm saying this, cannot be, for instance, compared with genocide. There was never genocide.
These comments have provoked widespread outrage in South Africa. Last week, parliamentarians from the Economic Freedom Fighters Party protested de Klerk's presence during the president's annual speech. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy in a U.S. federal court Tuesday in a move it says will allow it to compensate men who were abused as boys while taking part in its programs. I'm Joe Palka, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings.